Just shy of 2,000 votes in our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside.
How many total voters?
Just short of 2,000.
Yeah.
That's, you know, in other words, obviously 42% don't care enough.
Yeah. And Nikki Javala brought up that post survey, which I believe is in January or February, where a year ago, I want to say it was 34% that said that they liked the name Commanders, and it was up to about 50%. Now, Cakes is right. It has to do with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Totally.
And Jaden Daniels.
It's definitely
who brought the winning makes mm-hmm. you feel differently.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people didn't like when they called them the Nationals.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't remember.
Way back.
Not this kind of outright, because they wanted them to be the Senators.
Nah, I don't know. It's, everybody always has different ideas for names.
Nobody likes
that's
any
the
names.
Problem with the whole name change debate.
That's the huge part.
Is everybody's huge got problem. Different opinions.
Yeah, everybody's.
That's why I don't think they're ever going to, like, forget about Redskins. That's a whole separate issue. They're not going to change it to Red Wolves or something, because then there'll be a bunch of people pissed off about Red
sure.
Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to, yeah. The big can of worms nobody wants to open unless you have.
Unless it was proven to, like, make, like, if they knew. If we change to Red Wolves, we're going to make $1 billion more a year. Well, then they would do it. But I don't think there's anything proven that if you make the move off of Commanders to the Gold, whatever.
Why does my name get mocked?
Well,
so
if you went to
it's mockery.
If you went to Red Wolves and they go to the NFC Championship game again, they're going to make money on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they go 6-11, all right, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally. All right, let's bang out these calls. Let's go.
There's
to,
no dumb names like Brigade or Armada. We can all agree.
But Gold is different.
Gold is better. Part of Burgundy Gold.
I don't understand.
Who
this is like
know
your
that?
Cheese steak. You like hot cheese, but not cold cheese.
Correct. Yeah. That's the correct cheese steak.
All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Look, I'm 68 years old, so I'm one of the old guards.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new name Commanders because I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the fact that I can walk around telling people outside DMV that I'm a Commanders fan, as opposed to using a name that I do think is still offensive. I'm offended by the fact that this administration wants to force us to take a name when they're telling us to take down murals that they feel are offensive regarding Black Lives Matter and changing the names of different streets and other locations. I don't care what name. If you want to do a little history, let's change them back to the original name, and that's the Orange Tornadoes. That was the original
that's
name.
That's a new one for
I
me.
I thought
that,
the original
I
name was
something.
I thought they were the Braves. And then
Braves,
George Preston Marshall moved them to the Redskins.
And before they were the Braves, they were the Orange Tornadoes.
I wish we would all just be
less offended in general. That's what I wish. And about everything. Just if something you don't like it, brush it off and move on. Maybe. That's what I wish. But
well, maybe you shouldn't be offended that they went and moved from Redskins to Commanders.
He doesn't care as much anymore.
I'm not offended. It's just embarrassing because it's a boring name. I'm not offended.
It doesn't affect him each day.
No,
he might look like he cares at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, he doesn't give an F.
No, it's true, but I did dread last night knowing that we were going to have to do 4 hours on this.
I know.
I dreaded it.
I know.
All right. But because
that's
I'm
the
a
point.
Professional, we've put on a great show.
The good thing is
we'll get
that
used to
soon,
it.
I tweeted this to somebody else who was complaining that we were bringing it up.
Yeah.
Soon there's going to be games to talk about.
Well, it's going to be training camp to talk about.
You know how they can end it? We'll talk about distracting. Just sign Terry today. Just sign Terry today.
That would be great if they just said, you know what, we're going to make
I need Marshawn Lattimore to make have two or three picks his first practice.
We're just a few days away.
That's what I need.
We're just a few days away from some rando wide receiver that nobody's ever heard of making a spectacular one-handed catch during training camp to distract us all.
I wish we would all be not offended and just take whatever. Okay, but disagree. I am offended they haven't signed Terry.
That being said,
I am offended. All right, let's go to Melvin. Melvin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Melvin, yep. What's up, Melvin?
Man, this is I thought we were past this.
We are.
I will say this. This would be the dumbest business decision that Josh Harris could make if he changed that name back to the Redskins.
He's not going
from
to.
From a financial standpoint.
He's not going to get forced
right.
to
That's
buy
That's what I've been saying for 4
anybody.
Hours, and I'm pro the name. But I think it's a it financial bad decision.
It will suffer, okay? But I'll throw this out to you. What if the players
doesn't matter what they think. Doesn't matter what they think.
That's a good point, Jay. That's a good point, EB, because remember somebody said, shut up and dribble? These players are different, everybody needs to understand.
I'm not telling
why
you
would
shut
the
up
players
dribble,
who are
just telling you that
why
doesn't
would the
matter.
Players whose average age might be 29, 30 be so beholden to the Redskins name?
Oh.
When their coaches, exactly. by the way, their coaches and their GM constantly pepper them with the word commander.
If you interview every
what
player,
it means to be a commander.
They care about who's signing the checks and that the check clears. They don't care what logo's on top.
True.
They couldn't care less.
That is true.
Hold on, guys. The thing about this, those players can go anywhere. And they're that good that they can go anywhere and get the same money. Okay? So, yeah, they'll get a check. But what if they decide they don't like the name? They don't want to be here because of that.
That's going to be the last
there's
thing on the list.
One, there's not one player that would do that.
I'm sorry. We've reached levels of absurdity.
Melvin, come on, Melvin.
We've reached levels of absurdity.
Melvin, I'm offended by your premise.
You're smarter than that.
don't look past that as well, guys.
Right.
Let's not get into this shut up and dribble.
I love it.
Let's not go there.
It's not shut up and dribble. It's just that realistically the owners don't care. They don't care what the players think. I'm not saying shut up and dribble. They just don't care.
Okay, I'm sure that, okay, let's see what happens here. But I guarantee you, if it comes down to it, what would you rather do? Have Jaden Daniels for the next 10 years or the Redskins for the next 10 years? What would you want?
You'd rather
you
have Jaden Daniels, 100%. 100
so
times out of 100.
Yeah.
Right, so Jaden Daniels is going to protest.
He's going to protest.
He's going to have a sign outside of Redskins Park.
You know
Park.
Who went through a name change? We did. We went from CBS Radio to EdgerCom, which is a terrible name.
We hit the
bottom. Can we stop coming to work?
Rick, what, that Jaden's going to protest if the name goes back.
At the bottom of the argument.
The players are going to refuse to play for the Redskins or the Commanders. Yeah, that'll happen.
All right, let's go to Larry, just because people are calling. Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Larry.
So check this out, right? Just real quick. I just turned 40 a week ago. So my whole point is, my earliest sports memories are me laying on the floor of my grandfather's house. And it was one of those Super Bowl years. I don't know if it was 91 or 88, but that was like, I was a baby. My family's going crazy. I grew up with the name Redskins. I obviously never wanted the name to change in the first place. But the point is, when all the momentum was gaining in favor of the name change, it was mostly during the first Trump administration. Where was his support for the name? Why wasn't he speaking out then in favor of us keeping the name and telling the general public, hey, you guys are overreacting, it's not that serious? He didn't say a word. So right now, I hardly believe that any of this is genuine, that he, you know what I mean, that he really cares.
He's just spouting off, and I like the guy. He's just spouting off whatever sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I obviously, like, we're all in agreement that the name won't change. And I really feel like, guys, as a whole, we got to get behind. I don't know why y'all hate the name Commander so much.
It's just boring. It's just boring. But I'm fine. But I don't care. Just win.
It's growing on him. I'm telling you, it's growing on him.
I have a hard time saying it.
It's growing on
him. I have a hard time saying Commanders. I'm embarrassed.
He did the same thing with the Wizards.
I love the Wizards name.
Right. But not, you didn't write. You didn't like it initially.
I didn't like it at first, but I love it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say this, when I talk to other Commanders fans, it's easy to roll off the tongue, but when I talk to fans of other teams, it is hard to say. I will acknowledge that, but it is growing on us, and I just think we got to take command, get behind
just
it.
Sign Terry.
Take command. I see what you did there.
Pay Terry his
just
money.
Sign Terry.
Exactly.
I'm way more upset by that.
I'm in agreement. Yeah. Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Let's go to Tom. In Columbia. Tom, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah, I've long contended that when I'm with my friends and on different forums, I always say the Redskins' name never changed. Dan Snyder changed the name. Of course, the media, local media, you know, they jumped on board right away with the name change. But when you think about it, Dan Snyder and a few cronies changed the name. I recently was on vacation in Western North Carolina, and it's unbelievable the support of the Redskins and the franchise going all the way back to, you know, the 40s and 50s.
And that's fine, but they're not going to officially go back, in my opinion.
Well, here's my contention. Like I said, the media will jump on anything right away. If they change Northwest Stadium to Apex Stadium, you, the media, you'll be calling it Apex Stadium within minutes. Mm-hmm. I just call it going to Landover or going to a game. And I think there's a disconnect sometimes, but I think overwhelmingly, the people I talk to, the Redskins fans number tens of millions, and not only tens of millions, but passionate and emotionally tied to that name.
Tens of millions may be a stretch. Yeah, it seems like a pretty high number.
There aren't that many people in Western North Carolina.
We got a lot of Redskins fans in this area. We did a poll, and 42% don't care already.
Well, I think the poll is very limited. It's like 2,000. I don't even know how that poll is addressed.
I'm not saying it's some great poll, but it's just a random.
Right. Yeah, it's a random. But I will say this. You got to understand, there's Redskin fans that stretch all the way down to Alabama. And the reason why is because the Redskins radio network was very powerful going back to the 40s.
Right. Understood.
So, for the real old heads.
But I think the other interesting point is that I think Josh Harris hasn't taken the right temperature and pulse of the Redskin fans. And I say that because he comes across as smug. He comes across as when he first bought the team, he was at some bar and he bought, you know, a few fans some beers.
I don't think he comes off as smug.
I think he's the anti-Snyder. He comes off as a man of the people.
Yeah, I don't think he comes off as smug. Yeah.
I think you guys say that from the media perspective, but I say from the fans, he comes across as smug. His wife comes across
smug. I've never seen that. I don't know where you're doing that.
So your friends who are fans also feel that same way?
100%.
If he's smug, what was Snyder?
Yeah.
Oh, he was evil.
You're talking about an evil guy. And here's my point, and I make this point all the time. People hated Dan Snyder. You guys hated Dan Snyder. I hated Dan Snyder. But here's the thing. The second he changed the name, you can tell who the sheep were. The media jumped on board, followed Dan. I wouldn't follow Dan Snyder to the crapper. Yet the second he changed the name, guess who jumped in line? The media, newspapers.
Well, I have hostility.
I don't know that they jumped in line. They might have been the leaders. And it was Dan Snyder who followed their lead.
Well, Dan Snyder, if you look at it from a broad perspective, everybody says Dan Snyder changed the name. Did he have pressure? Yeah. But the bottom line is that Redskin fans, listen, when you're 6 years old and you wake up on Christmas Day and you have Redskin pajamas, you're emotionally attached the rest of your life. I think that's what I'm telling you at the end of this.
So what about the 6 year olds who are waking up with Commanders pajamas now?
Do you ignore them? No, these kids are connected in a different way.
EB's talked about it. His 20-year-old kids are following the Commanders. They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They're 20.
They're past it.
24 and 22, don't care. But they love the team.
But let me tell you something about 20 and 22-year-olds. And you guys got some of them.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
Drabby, I reached the end of the argument. those absurd takes. It's the reaction you had yesterday was the same reaction
like when we got a tweet, like a group tweet, like we hadn't seen the news.
Of course, I saw all the news.
Of course, but it was still in a group text, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, all the news.
JP didn't even see one of the announcements. What is he talking about? He was just going to read one of them.
No, I saw them. I just didn't. I saw them both.
You were going to not read the most important one.
That's your opinion. I mean, the first one's fine.
Okay. I personally think neither of them are important. They're just diarrhea tweets. And I'm a supporter of the guy. I have to keep saying that just to kind of show you how I think I'm balanced on this. It's just tweeting and whatever sticks, going on to the next thing. It's just kind of how he operates.
There'll be another one.
There'll probably be one today
at about noon.
I think I'm being the most pragmatic. It's a toxic name from an advertiser perspective, and it's not. Hey, they're not going to risk.
Hey, whatever your team name is, sign Terry already. Deliver us from this evil, please.
Please sign Terry.
Please sign Terry.
Well, if Josh was smart, I think he's a smart guy. Well,
he's clearly a smart guy.
All right, to get everything away from Trump and name change.
Yes.
Sign your freaking player.
I mean, I would
sign
love,
number 17.
It would have been nice if it happened at 7:15 today. It's going to happen at 10:15.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
will.
I, we know how this works.
With our luck, they'll sign Terry today.
Seen
and
it
the,
a
the rest
times.
Of the guys, they won't have to do this. But my luck. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Oh, got to do a crop. Okay. In show crop. It's okay, guys. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf for all your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs. With summer temperatures on the rise, let Crop Metcalf make sure your cooling system can handle the heat. Call today, get a brand new cooling system installed, starting at just $186 a month. That includes all future service repairs, plus system heating and cooling checks for one low monthly price. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.